WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Storm on the move, mosquitoes ID'd. I'm Elliot Francis. The National Hurricane Center says Hermine has been downgraded to a tropical storm as it moves across southern Georgia right now. It's moving north-northwest at 14 miles per hour. Meteorologist Jennifer Gray gives some historical perspective.
This makes the first hurricane since 2005 to make landfall in Florida. Wilma was the last hurricane, and this makes the next one. We have ended a more than decade-long drought of hurricanes here in Florida.
Mosquitoes carrying the Zika virus have been found in Miami Beach. Here's city manager Jimmy Morales.
From our perspective, this is not an alarm. This is just... a reminder that, yes, there are obviously mosquitoes out there carrying this stuff, and it just redoubles our commitment to what we've been doing and what we'll continue to do.
Health officials say this is the first discovery of Zika-carrying mosquitoes in the continental U.S. I'm Elliot Francis. NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick continued his protest against racial injustice Thursday night by refusing to stand again for the national anthem. Mark Chase reports.
The sound of what greeted Kaepernick when he took the field after choosing to kneel during the playing of the Star-Spangled Banner before Thursday night's NFL preseason game in San Diego. The protest came on the same night a tribute to current and retired military personnel took place before the game. Kaepernick sparked an uproar over his decision not to stand during the anthem as a protest against the treatment of people of color by police in the U.S. In an apparent sign of solidarity, Seahawks corner Jeremy Lane also sat during the national anthem before Seattle's game against Oakland. I'm Mark Chase.
Former Stanford University swimmer Brock Turner is scheduled for early release from jail today. He served 3 months of a 6-month sentence for sexually assaulting an unconscious woman. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Looks like Hurricane Hermine may have only a modest impact in the Washington area this weekend, but some areas will see some rain and gusty winds. Forecasters think Hermine will remain far enough off the coast to spare us any greater impact. The full WMAL Weather Channel forecast is just ahead. Well, this is bound to be a busy day, as many folks will be heading out of town for the Labor Day weekend.
Despite the threat of rain from Hurricane Hermine, many of you will still head to Ocean City, and the toughest part of the trip can be crossing the Bay Bridge. Tamori Winfield with the Maryland Transportation Authority says if you're going to go,
we would ask that you travel earlier, which is before 10 a.m. or after 9 p.m. at night on a Friday. And then Saturday at 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. is going to be outside of those hours, which would be your best travel times.
And he says you may luck out as some people will alter their plans due to the hurricane and decide to stay closer to home. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A 6-car Metro train derailed last night in the Alexandria Rail Yard. No passengers were on board. Nobody was hurt. The Rhode Island Avenue Metro station remains closed today because of chunks of debris that have fallen from the ceiling twice in the last 24 hours. Nobody was hurt there either. The start of the school year in Loudoun County is getting off to a bumpy and long ride for some kids.
Erin Kelly is a 7th grader at Blue Ridge Middle School. Right now, her school commute round trip totals about 3 hours.
I'm hoping that there will be a shorter ride.
Her mom, Susanna, says something needs to change.
It really affects children's level of exhaustion at the end of the day.
Loudoun County School Board member Jill Turgeon says she's heard the worries every year. There are many factors, including a tight budget and staffing.
We are low on the number of bus drivers that we have right now, and so that means that we're doubling up on runs.
The Kelly family plans to speak out at the school board's next meeting on September 13th. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,419, the NASDAQ at 52,27. Sports, the Nats are idle. They visit the New York Mets tonight. The O's are also idle last night. They host the Yankees tonight. NFL preseason, the Ravens stay unbeaten by beating the Saints. Mystics are at Minnesota Lynx tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's mornings in the mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore-Washington Parkway commuters, we have a crash here early on in the Laurel area. Left lane is actually blocked in each direction on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway between 198 and 197. Really starting to see some of these delays, especially in the northbound side. So keep alert if you're either way, Laurel, on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. That's most of our activity right now. Quiet around the Capitol Beltway. Good start on 270 out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. You're coming in from the west, too. Good. Nice and quiet on 66, the Greenway Toll Road, and heading into town across the bridges. No problems. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Coastal areas especially will have impacts from Hermine and some gusty winds here over the upcoming weekend. The heaviest rain should stay to our east. 82 today with increasing clouds and a gusty northeast breeze. Tonight, considerably cloudy, 69. Cloudy tomorrow, 77. Still quite breezy to windy at times. And on Sunday, probably some morning showers as the rain stays to our east. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WNAL.
Right now, 63 in Haymarket, 61 in Gaithersburg, 69 degrees in Washington. Colin Kaepernick does not take a seat for the national anthem, but he does take a knee. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. 507 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's a very busy Friday morning. We got a lot of things to talk about. We're watching the hurricane down in the Gulf of Mexico, which eventually will become a problem for us as the week progresses, and a whole lot of other stuff. We're going to be talking a little bit later in the morning to Alec Eisenstadt with Politico, 7:35. He's covering the campaign. He's got some breaking stories about some of that email stuff. And then we're going to be talking to Elizabeth Schultz for the Fairfax City School Board, James Rosen at 8:35 from Fox News. He's got some interesting details on some special side secret deals that were cut with the Iranians to get that nuclear deal done. It's not going to make you happy. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor taking some time off, and we are very, very pleased to have with us Amber Smith. Amber has had an interesting life. She was a pilot in command, air mission commander for the 101st Airborne, flew the Kiowa helicopter in Iraq and Afghanistan and all kinds of stuff. And he has a new book coming out called Danger Closer. Amber, good morning to you.
Good morning. It's great to join you this morning.
I want to talk to you about the book this morning. We'll start off by talking about the book and why you decided to write it and what your thoughts are about the situation over there right now. Danger Closer. Talk about the title. What does it mean? And tell us about the Kiowa helicopter.
So my book is called Danger Close, My Epic Journey as a Combat Helicopter Pilot in Iraq and Afghanistan. And it really is the untold story of how essential the OH-58 Delta Kiowa Warrior was in two theaters of operation in both Iraq and Afghanistan and contributed to battlefield success on a daily basis. And most people don't hear about what a Kiowa is. You hear about the Apache, you hear about the Black Hawk, but no one really knows what the Kiowa mission was, what we did, and how we contributed to the war. So the book Danger Close is my journey through the military, how I got interested in aviation, why I decided to serve my country. It takes you through my training, my flight training, getting to my unit in the 101st Airborne Division, and then going on with lots of combat-heavy stories in Iraq and Afghanistan.
There weren't many women flying combat missions, right?
Yeah, believe it or not, back in the day when I was in Iraq in 2005 and then Afghanistan in 2008, women were still a little bit rarer than they are today in terms of filling those Kiowa positions. They have increased significantly since I was there. But back then when I got into my unit in 2004, there was one other female pilot in my troop. And so those numbers were pretty small in comparison to
what
who
we
else
have
was
today.
There.
Yeah. And so the Kiowa, as I recall from the brief times that I've spent over at the Pentagon, is a reconnaissance. Initially, was a reconnaissance helicopter, was it not?
So it initially started as a sole reconnaissance mission, but it evolved into a light attack reconnaissance helicopter. So we carry a 50 cal machine gun, a rocket pod that can carry 7 high explosive rockets, and has the capabilities of carrying Hellfire missiles as well.
All right. So what was the most interesting experience that happened to you while you were in these two theaters of operation, Afghanistan and Iraq?
You know, I had about as wide range of experiences as you could imagine. A Kiowa pilot's mission is never the same mission twice. One day you might be out searching for the enemy in the mountains of Afghanistan, a lot of them cross the border into Pakistan, where I was. I was in the Konar River Valley up into the Pesh. Some people might be familiar with the Korangal River Valley, that area. And then other days we might be hunting for IEDs when we're covering a friendly American convoy that's going from point A to point B. But we fly extremely low level, so we're anywhere from 50 to 150 to 300 feet off the ground. So we are well within eyesight of the enemy, and we are most definitely within the eyesight for the enemy. And their weapons range as well.
Well, I mean, flying low in a helicopter, anybody who's been in a helicopter knows that's where the danger is.
It is. We fly super low, super fast. We're kind of operate as a mosquito all over the place, and that's the best way for us to stay safe. But there's a lot going on. It was absolutely incredible to fly that helicopter and to support the ground guys on the ground who were in the thick of the fight day in and day out. So we all took great pride in our mission and making sure we did every single thing we could to make sure they were safe.
Now, as a veteran of those two theaters, do you have any thoughts about what you see going on there now? I mean, a lot of people look as if, well, we made all this progress, then when we pulled back, we started to lose ground, especially in Iraq.
Absolutely. I think the withdrawals from both Iraq and what we're seeing in Afghanistan right now have been completely mismanaged, both for political reasons. When President Obama decided to pull all troops out of Afghanistan in 2011, he created this vacuum, which was then allowed ISIS to gain strength into what we're seeing today, where they're still holding significant ground in Iraq that U.S. troops spent a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in Iraq to make sure the Iraqi people were safe from those type of terrorists. And now look at it today. And unfortunately, I feel like this administration has not learned from those mistakes, and they're continuing to sort of follow in the footsteps of Iraq with the withdrawal from Afghanistan. American soldiers was recently killed in Afghanistan, so it very much still is combat, regardless mm-hmm. of what this administration wants to call it.
How difficult was it, from another standpoint, to be a woman in an arena that is dominated by very strong male personalities?
You know, it was interesting. I grew up with two sisters, so I didn't even have any brothers to prepare me for this. But when I got to my unit, I quickly learned that I had about 39 other brothers. And I was very young when I got to my unit. I was 22 years old.
Wow.
And a lot of the people were, you know, on average about a decade older than me. So I had a lot to learn when I got there. I realized that I needed to develop some pretty thick skin if I wanted to survive. And I did. And I worked really hard. And it was a tough couple years before they realized that I was there to do the job just the same way that they were. Mm-hmm. But I worked really hard as a pilot to let them know that I could do the job the same way that they could. And a lot of them respected me for doing that.
So. You know, flying an aircraft, while it's a challenging assignment, I don't mean to diminish it at all. It's not ground carrying a bunch of equipment, and there have been some discussions about women in combat in that capacity as well. Do you have any thoughts on whether that's a good idea or a bad idea? I mean, the downside, many people say, is, okay, well, if you have women in combat, then the men are going to have to pick up some of the load because they're not as strong, and that they're going to be more protective, and when they're protecting the women, they are not perhaps being able to focus on the mission as they should.
So my stance on women in combat, first of all, that it's such a that's such an on paper term.
Mm-hmm.
Women have been serving in combat for, you know, all throughout the post 9/11 wars. So I think in terms of opening women to these ground units, special operations units, there can't be any special treatment given. That especially, you know, across the board. So that means physically, mentally, professionally, everything has to be the exact same. So when you are going to apply for these positions, you're not going to get any special treatment because the Pentagon wants to push quotas. So that means you have to do the exact same thing as men. It hurts the mission if someone is having to pick up the slack for someone else on the team.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's a fascinating book, Danger Close. Amber Smith is our guest today, in for Larry O'Connor all morning long, and we're going to be talking about a whole lot of stuff. But congratulations on the book. Good luck with it. We'll talk more to Amber as the morning progresses. Right now, 5:15 on WMAL. That means it's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's start on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, where northbound in Laurel Park, police tell me they have two separate accidents. Northbound on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, north of 197 before you get to 198, both along the left side. And delays beginning at 197. So keep alert if you're heading north, say out of Greenbelt and pushing into Laurel. Baltimore, Washington Parkway commuters southbound. Initially, we did have a left lane block, but Park Police telling me now all lanes open southbound, but quite slow. That's the flow of the rush hour. And a lot of you can see this activity on the northbound side. Now, if you're using 95 either direction between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway, that runs well. No problems on 29. 270, good. We're good around the Beltway through Bethesda, Silver Spring, and for that matter, the entire Beltway. No problems reported. Let's get you in through town and on New York Avenue, DC 295, and across the 11th Street Bridge with lanes reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, pay attention because, you know, this is a complicated forecast. Today, not too bad. Temperatures around 82 degrees. A lot of sun this morning. Some clouds this afternoon. Tonight, it gets a lot more cloudy. The overnight low will be around 69. Very cool. And tomorrow, again, another sort of coolish day. Only 77 degrees for a high and mostly cloudy. It is on Sunday where we start to have the impact of what is left of Hermine. That's a tropical storm right now that is crossing the panhandle of Florida near Tallahassee, but will eventually rake its way up the East Coast and come into our region off the coast of Maryland and Virginia. So we got to keep close eye on the weather this weekend, and we will have some showers likely because of that. Monday, morning clouds followed by afternoon sun, highs in the mid-80s. Currently in the nation's capital, it's a very pleasant 69 degrees, 5:17 on WMAL.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call McCarthy Services. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit McCarthyHomeservices.com.
All right, 5:18 on WMAL. Brian Wilson, Larry O'Connor has the day off. We are joined by Amber Smith all morning long. She has a new book out called Danger Close, and we'll be talking about that some more as the morning progresses. But Amber's also going to weigh in. Amber, should say, I mentioned that you have also some political connections. You recently worked for the Republican Party, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I was the press secretary at the Republican National Convention for Caucus Operations this year in Cleveland. So obviously it's been an interesting year for politics, so it was great to see that side of it as well.
All right. Well, we got some stuff to talk about that is very political in nature. We call this 2016 news. First of all, there is a new Virginia poll that has come out, and it speaks to the fact that perhaps this race is tightening in a dramatic way. There's one poll that shows on a nationwide that actually Donald Trump is leading Hillary Clinton by 1 point. That is the only poll that shows that, but the other polls have shown a definite tightening trend over the last few days. Then there's this story out of Virginia, a Hampton poll, which says that it is getting very, very close in the state of in the Commonwealth of Virginia. I'm trying to find the actual number here that I had, but it is tight. Oh, here it is. Clinton 43, Trump 41. Wow, that's a lot tighter than a lot of the other races. The Real Clear Politics average in Virginia is Clinton is up by 10.8 points, which would suggest a very different number than what we have here from Hampton University. But Clinton's numbers have been dropping precipitously around the country and in the Commonwealth of Virginia, so that might be something to watch. So, polls tightening. Still some heavy lifting to do in a lot of the battleground states.
Yeah, I think we're still going to... There is still plenty of time left in this election cycle for those polls to tighten incredibly. We're already seeing them. And I think throughout this election cycle, anything can happen. We've seen Donald Trump on the campaign trail. He's had an incredible couple days in terms of sort of changing his optics and, yeah. and being more political or being more presidential. So I think that it's resonating with the American people.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see how that continues to play out in the days ahead after a good trip to Mexico and that big speech in Phoenix on immigration. All right, other news. We continue to learn more about what was going on with the Clinton Foundation and then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Here's a story. The emails have revealed that have been uncovered that Doug Band and a guy named Josh Cooper and a third individual identified only by initials petitioned Huma Abedin, who was the deputy chief of staff to Hillary Clinton over at the State Department in 2009 to see if they could get diplomatic passports. Now, look, diplomatic passports are sort of a special upgraded passport given to people who are diplomats. That's the if you work for the federal government and you travel overseas, you can travel under a diplomatic passport. It gives you access to special lines. There are certain tax liability issues that you get an advantage in. You get relaxed visa restrictions don't apply to you if you travel on a diplomatic passport. They are never given to private individuals. And yet Doug Band, Josh Cooper, and a third individual, we're not clear who that is, but it's only identified by initials, was asking Huma Abedin, hey, look, we're over here at Teneo Holdings, and we work at the Clinton Foundation. We'd like to get some special diplomatic access. One other story, very quickly, if I could. Bill Clinton apparently used taxpayer dollars from something known as the Former President's Fund, money that we put aside to support our former presidents, to pay for staffers at the Clinton Foundation to subsidize them. And this will make you feel really good. Also to pay for that private homebrew server. Your taxpayer dollars, ladies and gentlemen, went to pay for the secret server. 522.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here, and my friends and realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams are just killing it and getting their sellers top dollar for their homes. They just sold John and Annette's home in just 26 days. And you know what's really amazing is their home was previously on the market with some other realtor for over 6 months, and it didn't sell. Then in comes Sarah and Debbie. They got their home sold fast. The realtor you hire matters. Selecting the wrong agent can cost you thousands. Debbie and Sarah's proven system produces results, and it's getting homes sold fast and for top dollar. They'll even show you a list of actual buyers who are ready to buy a home matching your home's criteria right now. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD, 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com, and start packing. Start packing today.
You know, a man makes promises as the years go by, but some of the most important are the ones he makes to himself. When my dad retired, he followed through on his, built onto his house, even canoed through Montana. So I made my own promises about retirement. You know, maybe I'd retrace my dad's canoe trip. But a few years ago, I had a moment of honesty. Those promises were nothing but talk. I hadn't made any real plans for retirement, just sort of wished it would happen. But my dad taught me to learn from my mistakes. So now I'm working on making those promises more than just talk.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy-efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
It is 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're off to a good start around the Capitol Beltway, Virginia and Maryland. Not so good on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, so you might want to opt for maybe 95, 29 as some alternates for you. Northbound jammed at north of Greenbelt, two accidents north of 197 before you get to 198, with delays obviously on the approach with two accidents there. Southbound, we had initially the left lane blocked, but Park Police tell me lanes are open, but you can see a lot of this activity and activity in the median, so southbound with delays also. For Metro Rail, Rhode Island Avenue station closed at least through the end of today, according to Metro Rail. They're doing this for station inspections. Shuttle buses have been set up for those red line trains that would normally head between Rhode Island Avenue and the Brookland stations. No problems to report. Virginia, 95, 395, quiet. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Impacts from Hermine along the coastal areas, especially over the upcoming weekend. Sunshine will fade behind clouds here today with a high of 82 degrees. And if we do have any more significant impacts, it'll be probably sometime late Saturday into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees. It is WMAL news time, and we are here with Amber Smith, who's got a new book out called Danger Close. Talks about her experiences in Afghanistan and Iraq as a Kiowa helicopter pilot. She's also plugged in politically, and she's filling in for Larry O'Connor today. I want to talk about what happened yesterday. Shortly after we got off the air on Mornings on the Mall, we walk back and we see, wow, what is going on at Cape Canaveral? There was an explosion on a launch pad of a SpaceX rocket that, if you haven't seen the video, you should go to the internet and look it up. It's everywhere. This was one heck of an explosion. And it destroyed the rocket, destroyed the payload, did heavy damage to the launch pad itself there at Cape Canaveral, where they do a lot of commercial satellite launches, Amber. And quite frankly, it throws sort of the commercial space industry into a bit of turmoil, because there were some nine other flights of the SpaceX rocket that were scheduled to take place this year. And now you have to figure, well, are we going to, the whole SpaceX program is on hold till they figure out what went wrong. There's a couple of things that I'm reading this morning that suggest that two things they look at. They got to look at the rocket, and they got to look at the payload. It may have well been the payload that malfunctioned first.
Yeah, it's definitely a sad day for SpaceX and people involved in the space program. But I still think they have a bright future in front of them. This is sort of the business that they're in terms of science and figuring out what works and what doesn't. And unfortunately, when it comes to this business, it happens. Yeah. And so they're going to have to figure out what the quirks were and in order to move forward. But unfortunately, yeah, they're going to be on hold until they can figure out.
Bad day for billionaires. Elon Musk runs SpaceX. Of course, he's the Tesla guy. And the payload belonged to Mark Zuckerberg. It was a communication satellite, 528.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried one-hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1081 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-1081. 800-600-1081.
It's fall flooring season. Get incredible deals on the latest trends at Lumber Liquidators' Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. We've got 100 new flooring styles, new colors, new textures, even new waterproof floors. Choose from over 60 varieties of North American and European laminate from 39 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from $129. Get $1 off Bellawood prefinished hardwood. Save on the hottest styles in vinyl, plank, bamboo, and more. Plus, special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale by Tuesday.
Are you still promising yourself or your spouse to get your will updated and a good basic estate plan in place? Are you finally ready to make sure you don't leave a mess behind for your family to clean up? Give me just 2 hours and I'll show you how. I'm attorney Mike Collins, host of Radio's Legally Speaking show. Come to my seminar and I'll teach you what you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, how to keep your money in your family. Register now at MikeCollins.com and I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
Coming up in just a moment, we're going to check in with Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel, get the latest on a now tropical storm, Hermine, and what it means for us over the Labor Day weekend. Time for the news, 5:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. 51 Florida counties are under a state of emergency as Hermine, now a tropical storm, lashes the state. Governor Rick Scott warned residents this storm is dangerous.
We're going to see big storm surge. We're going to see a lot of rain. We're going to see flooding. We're going to see down power lines. We're going to see there's going to be a lot of risk if we don't do our job. Everybody needs to be prepared. We are blessed. We have the best emergency management teams in the country, at the state and at the local level. We have a great National Guard, but you have got to take this seriously.
Georgia's governor has also declared an emergency as Hermine passes across southern Georgia on its way to the East Coast. Hermine's impact in the Washington area likely to be modest, forecasters say, as the storm is expected to remain far enough out to sea to spare us any major effects. However, points south and east of Washington, especially the eastern shore, are likely to see some serious rain and gusty winds. The full WMAL Weather Channel forecast is just ahead. Florida has another serious problem now, too. Experts have found Zika-carrying mosquitoes in Miami.
Florida's Commissioner of Agriculture said three samples taken from the Miami Beach area tested positive for the virus. 95 others came back negative. Florida Governor Rick Scott said they've been telling people to get rid of standing pools of water in order to limit breeding grounds for mosquitoes. That's complicated now by Hermine dumping lots of water on the state. So far, all of the confirmed cases of Zika in Florida were related to travel outside of the state. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
Metro's Rhode Island Avenue station on the Red Line remains closed today because of chunks of debris have been falling from the mezzanine ceiling. Nobody's been hurt, but crews are scrambling to fix the problem. And a Metro train derailed last night in the Alexandria rail yard. No passengers were on board at the time, and Metro says nobody was hurt. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,419, the NASDAQ at 52,27. Sports after a night off, the Nationals open a weekend series against the Mets in New York tonight. The Orioles were idle. They host the Yankees tonight. NFL, the Ravens complete a perfect preseason with a win in New Orleans. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Chris Plant here. Join me on Thursday, September 22nd for the best party in Washington all year. It's the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the hilarious Dishonors Awards. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, enjoying a night of mingling, eating, and my favorite part, making fun of the liberal media. All the details are at mrc.org/gala. Enter the promo code Chris to get $100 off each ticket. That's mrc.org/gala. Promo code Chris.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
At the Big Screen Store, Labor Day savings start now. Why not 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99, now just $24.99.
Wow! Nothing like watching the big game on a big screen.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung? Now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
5:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The Baltimore-Washington Parkway continues to be our busy area with an accident. In fact, two accidents in the Laurel area northbound between 197 and 198. Park police scene of the accidents trying to get those cleared. Watch for their direction. Southbound with your lanes open, but we're slow in each direction. Again, between 197 and 198 northbound, two accidents. No problems to report if you're taking 95 and pushing south, say from 32, 216, 198, and down toward the Beltway. So 95, good option in each direction. 29, no problems out of Burtonsville through White Oak and down to Four Corners. 270, a little bit of volume passing 109. No problems heading into town on the George Washington Parkway. Checks out fine. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge into the Southeast Southwest Freeway lanes open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hermine will come up the eastern seaboard and stall, and that's going to be the trick of the forecast right now. Looks like to our east, especially on the beaches, it's going to be rough. Here, most likely just some showers and some gusty winds around toward the middle of the holiday weekend. 82 today with increasing clouds and a gusty breeze. Tonight, considerably cloudy, 69. Tomorrow, cloudy, 77. And at least some showers as we go through tomorrow night into Sunday with some gusty winds. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 65 in Stafford, 63 in Waldorf, 69 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor has the day off. I'm joined today by Amber Smith, who has a new book out called Danger Close. It's about her escapades and experiences as a Kiowa helicopter pilot in Iraq and Afghanistan. Also very plugged in politically, of course, and she'll be with us throughout the morning. Good morning to you, Amber.
Good morning.
Coming up a little bit later, we're going to be talking to Alex Eisenstadt with Politico. They've broken some big stories that are going to irritate you. We'll talk to Elizabeth Schultz with the Fairfax City School Board. James Rosen of Fox News at 8:35. But on the line right now from the Weather Channel, senior meteorologist Ray Stajic. Good morning to have you check in with us, Ray. Thank you for joining us. So we talk about now Tropical Storm Hermine. It was a hurricane when it came ashore, and I'm told that's the first hurricane to hit Florida in almost 11 years. That's pretty amazing.
Hello?
Ray, are you there? Ray apparently cannot
anybody?
Hear.
Hello? Check, check.
We'll try to reconnect with Ray. Apparently, Ray cannot hear us. We can hear Ray, but Ray cannot hear us. Well, I'll tell you what I know about this thing. It came ashore about 1:30 this morning near a place in the what they call the Big Bend of Florida, packing winds of about 80 miles an hour. That is sort of a Category 1 minimal hurricane. It takes 74 miles an hour to become a hurricane. It has now been downgraded to a tropical storm as it moves inland. It is now not far from Tallahassee as it moved ashore, and it is starting to weaken. It has been downgraded, of course, to a tropical storm.
Yeah, and this is something that people should still be taking precautions with throughout the Labor Day weekend. There's possibilities that as it moves up the coast to the Washington, D.C. metro area, that winds could go up to 40 to 60 miles per hour. Those are very dangerous winds.
All right, let's check in one more time. Try with Ray Stajic. Ray, you there? Hello, Ray. Good morning. Oh, he's on the phone. I'm sorry. There you are. Hi, Ray.
Here I am.
To save the day. All right. So, Ray, where are we now with this? It is now a tropical storm. By the way, first time that a hurricane has hit Florida in almost 11 years?
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
And they average, I think it's once every 2 years, they typically would average a hurricane landfall. So just southeast of Tallahassee, about 30 miles south-southeast of Tallahassee, landfall as a Category 1 hurricane. Now a tropical storm, as I heard just mentioned, winds at 70 miles per hour. Pressure's up, so winds coming down. Currently located about 50 miles to the northeast of Tallahassee. Now becomes a rain and wind event. And now it becomes maybe a problem for the mid-Atlantic coast. So
yeah, that's the thing, of course, we care about a great deal here in this area is it's the big Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm. We got people who are, you know, planning big things, getting out on the, you know, the highways and byways, going to the beaches. But it could be a very rainy weekend along the coast.
Yeah, and right now that's the best guess, best forecast for where the worst impacts are going to be, as it'll probably become... It'll stay a tropical storm and may become extra tropical, but it might take a few days for that to happen because it's actually going
to... I'm sorry, extra tropical?
Extra tropical, meaning it'll lose its tropical characteristics. So you may hear it go from tropical storm Hermine to extra tropical storm Hermine. it's got to do with structure, cold core or warm core, low pressure.
All right.
We probably don't want to get into...
All right. But go ahead. How much impact would we feel here in the D.C. area?
I think right now limited. We could end up with some showers on Sunday and some gusty breezes out of the north-northeast, maybe 30 to possibly 40 miles an hour. That could linger as we get into Sunday and maybe even Monday. But in terms of rainfall, we may not see much. But as we mentioned, the coastal areas, there's a chance we could have a prolonged period of strong winds. The immediate coast could have some rainfall, maybe some heavy rain, and certainly some coastal beach erosion and some coastal flooding, too.
And we're talking Ocean City and, yep, and the beaches of Virginia?
Beaches of Virginia, and even if you want to go all the way down south, you can go right down to the southeast coast of Georgia and all the way up to the Jersey Shore. There's tropical storm watches as far north now as the northern parts of the Jersey Shore, Seaside Heights, Long Beach Island, and all that, because what's going to happen is that whatever it is, tropical, extra tropical, it's going to be a pretty strong area of low pressure, and it's going to sit there. We could be talking about this area of low pressure through the middle of next week.
Wow, just sitting there, just churning.
There.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, that's if the current forecast holds true. And, you know, we get out there 3-5 days and especially 7 days, you know, track and guidance, you know, forecast loses its, you know, kind of continuity and its accuracy. But most guidance suggesting it sits around for a couple of days.
All right. So we'll keep an eye on it. I noticed that the so-called spaghetti models, mm-hmm, with the little models that show you all the different computer models of where it's going to, yep, go, a lot of agreement. And when, yeah, I'm told that when the agreement is there, when they all seem to show the same thing, the confidence in the forecast of the track of the storm is pretty high.
Yeah, it's certainly when you get agreement with most of the models, you know, you're usually thinking, you're feeling pretty good that it sits there. The problem with usually with tropical systems and hurricanes, it's not necessarily the track forecast. The intensity forecast is where the biggest errors are. So that's what has us a little bit more concerned, is like, how strong would the low be when it sits out there?
How bad is the damage in Florida? Does it look right now?
Probably worse than a lot of people think. You know, we were covering overnight, and I was seeing some damage coming in where, especially around Tallahassee, numerous trees down. These are big oak trees or, big hardwoods that had stood for a long time.
Right.
And last check, 80-plus thousand customers without power in Tallahassee.
Wow.
So, and that's a community of 300-and-something thousand people.
Yep.
So probably a little worse than people think because, you know, just because it's only a Cat 1 in quotes, they can do some pretty significant damage.
Oh, yeah.
And some record water rise and some record flooding, coastal flooding in some parts of Florida.
All right. Ray Stajic with the Weather Channel, senior meteorologist. We appreciate you joining us.
Okay.
It is now 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. After 2 weeks of information sharing modules, equipment checks, and field testing, the nearly 250 participants in Exercise Pacific Endeavor 2016 came together for a closing ceremony in Australia this week. The exercise included military experts from 22 Indo-Asia-Pacific nations, non-government organizations, and academic advisors. Get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson and Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right, you get a full service listing for just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, our clients have already saved $3.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
It's 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, Park Police have been busy on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway with two separate accidents in the Laurel area northbound between 197 and 198. And I'm looking at delays now that begin just after Powder Mill Road. So if you're coming, say, out of Greenbelt, keep alert going northbound side. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, watch for police there. Scene of the crash. Southbound delays near 198 and rubbernecking at all that activity. If you opt for 95, each direction between, say, 100, in fact, between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway, I'm not seeing any problems or delays. 29, that works well for you too, heading through Burtonsville and down through to the Capitol Beltway. Out of Annapolis and Bowie, 50 quiet. Reminder for Metro Rail commuters, Rhode Island Avenue station is closed through today, the end of today, for station inspections. They do have a shuttle bus, free shuttle bus service is set up for those red line trains between Rhode Island Avenue and the Brookland stations. Virginia for 66, 95, 395, no incidents reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Impacts from what is now Hermine could be getting here as we look ahead toward the upcoming weekend. What I mean by here is we'll have some gusty winds and maybe a few showers by Sunday. Coastal areas, though, will have a rough time of it. Today we'll have some sunshine. This morning, clouds increasing and high of 82. Later with a gusty northeast breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Rivet Radio.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
5:47 on WMAL. Brian Wilson, Amber Smith is in for Larry O'Connor, taking a few days off. Amber, do you ride the Metro?
I do not ride the Metro. I'm out in Virginia now, but before I lived in D.C., right close to Union Station on the Red Line. And, you know, it just, like, in terms of the location, it just wasn't safe in that particular spot. And I chose to put my safety over money when it comes to that. I chose to use different transportation, and it was probably a little bit more expensive, but to me it was worth it.
You just didn't feel safe. Well, you may not be alone. According to a new study that's out, a lot fewer people are taking Metro buses and Metro trains. And what that means, potentially, and I'm sorry to tell you this, and if you're out there on the highways and the byways, you probably know this, that means a lot more cars on the road because they're not taking the trains, they're not taking the buses. Metro ridership in Northern Virginia is down 6.7%. That's a total of some 7.4 million rides, and that includes the month of June when the round-the-clock track work began. Weekday averages in ridership for Virginia in June went down 15%, more than 50,000 rides compared with the year before. So a lot of people have decided, yeah, I'm not going to take the Metro. This just doesn't work for me. I don't like all of this work that's going on. And the end result is an already bad commute got a lot worse for a lot of people. So there's that. Here's some. Dunloring, West Falls Church, Vienna combined for 9.4% fewer rides. Boston to Rosslyn saw 6.5% fewer riders. So there's some real problems out there. Bus ridership down as well. I guess more people, when they get off of the Metro, then they sometimes get on a bus. And if there are fewer people getting on the Metro, then there are fewer people getting on the bus.
Yeah,
I guess that's what it is.
And I think even aside from the safety issue, it's not always reliable. When you're having to go in terms of commuting and sit, you know, you have the Metro schedule figured out, and then you get there and you're having to wait 20 minutes, whatever.
Yeah, for a long...
When you're using it for work purposes, that isn't exactly something that you
reliable.
Can be relying
yeah,
on.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. You've got to get to work on time. All right. So there's another reason why you might not want to take Metro. For the second day in a row, the Rhode Island station on the Red Line closed because stuff keeps falling from the ceiling. Big pieces of concrete falling on the floor below. 2 days in a row that has happened. They say it will remain closed through at least today as they try to... I mean, literally, the sky is falling inside the Metro station. It is now 5:50 on WMAL. Time for El Rushbo.
Citing health and safety risks, officials in Denver are forcibly evicting the homeless from camps and public spaces. The city says that they provided shelter for the homeless, but the homeless don't want to use them. Homeless people complain the city shelters are unsanitary and are full of bed bugs, so they prefer living in the street. Now, Denver's not the only liberal city with a problem. San Francisco has literally thousands of people living on the streets, and the numbers are increasing. Last week, San Francisco began sweeping their homeless residents out of sight. A massive tent city was targeted to prevent the homeless from setting up shop again after they were thrown out. City workers erected barricades. The homeless of Los Angeles are not faring any better. A local activist built tiny houses for the homeless to use. They're 8 feet long, painted with bright colors, and have solar panels. They're on wheels. They can fit into parking spaces. The homeless loved them. The liberals who run L.A. did not. They sent the sanitation department out on a seek-and-destroy mission to get rid of these homes for the homeless. Now, even though it's an election year, with the current president bragging about how great the economy is, the drive-by media will not link homelessness to Obama. The liberal Democrats who run these cities, they just want to chase these homeless people out of sight. They don't really like them, and they'll stay invisible unless and until a Republican wins the White House, and then all of a sudden it'll be their problem all over again.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson, candidate for President of the United States, and I approve this message. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally with respect and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
The recent Fed decision to put off raising interest rates, coupled with continued weak economic data, has led to another refinance wave. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we haven't seen rates this low in over 3 years. Whether you want to shorten your loan term, take cash out, buy your first home, or just save money, one thing is certain, the time is now. Even if you're working with another company, call us today to use us as a sounding board, as we'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. We offer the most aggressive rate float down policy, so if rates get better, your rate gets better. We also offer reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, and VA. Call us today at 866-625-1221. That's 866-625-1221. Or log on to cornerstonefirst.com and catch this refinance wave today before the tide goes out and these historic rates go with it.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit premiere episodes, Tuesdays, 10 Eastern, CNBC. Get yours.
It is 5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And it's the Baltimore-Washington Parkway I've been talking about all hour. It's still with accident activity. A lot to clean up on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound side between 198 and 197. In fact, a couple tow trucks in the median trying to retrieve some of these cars involved in the crash. Delays almost back to Powder Mill Road. Now, southbound side, we've had lanes open, but now reports of a new crash southbound side of the BW Parkway near Powder Mill Road. So everyone keep alert. Just take your time through that stretch. 95, good option still between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway. No reported problems or delays. 270, tap the brakes a bit. 109, 66, a good time to get going, everybody, out of Gainesville up through to the Beltway. And a reminder again, Rhode Island Avenue Station closed through today for station inspections. They do have shuttle bus services set up between Rhode Island Avenue and Brookland stations. And now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Impacts from what is now Hermine could be getting here as we look ahead toward the upcoming weekend. What I mean by here is we'll have some gusty winds and maybe a few showers by Sunday. Coastal areas, though, going to have a rough time of it. Today we'll have some sunshine. This morning, clouds increasing and a high of 82. Later with a gusty northeast breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently outside, a very pleasant 69 degrees, 5:56 on WMAL.
Built for business. Waiting. No one enjoys it. With Comcast Business, you can do less of it. Because Comcast Business Internet is up to 5 times faster than DSL from the phone company, which means less waiting for things like security backups and file downloads. Plus, it's a better value when you select the fastest plan. So do what nearly 1,000 businesses do every day and choose Comcast Business. Unless you'd prefer to wait. Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add one voice line and TV for just $34.90 a month for 2 years. And ask about their low price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. That's 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10/31/16. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Can you believe that Labor Day is almost upon us? Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and I don't know what you have planned for the holiday weekend, but if you want to save some money, improve your home's value, and lower your utility bills year-round, here's something you should plan on. Thompson Creek Window Company is having their first ever factory blowout sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with 20% off every window, plus a special factory rebate. Thompson Creek Window Company, as you know, designs, builds, and installs their own windows right from their local factory. There is no middleman. And remember, this offer is for 3 days only, and appointments are filling up fast. Call 855-57-CREEK to schedule your appointment and qualify for their factory blowout pricing this holiday weekend. That's 20% off every window, plus a special factory rebate. Go to thompsoncreek.com for details or call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. And make sure to tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of the Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage? The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for the Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Colin Kaepernick is at it again. He took a knee during the national anthem on military night in San Diego. Military veterans, how do you feel about this? I would like to hear you call in the next hour. We'll take your calls, 1-888-630-9625. Also, we'll have some 2016 news, and we'll check in with Janice Dean, the weather machine. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM.